SBS Filipino.
Kasama naman natin ngayon ang representante ng Western Australia para sa Youth Advocacy Network. We have with us Raza Islam. Hello, Raza.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's been very inspiring so far.
What do you think are the significant issues and challenges that refugee and migrant youth face?
I feel like sense of belonging is a very important point because you do come from a different culture, you're coming here, and although you're asked to assimilate, it's often a pressure. So I guess that sense of belonging, along with the discrimination in terms of education, employment, and social opportunities as well. So all of that makes the social kind of acclimatization a bit difficult.
Was there a first-hand experience of this thing for you?
I guess there is a first-hand experience for everyone because I'm Muslim as well. Mm-hmm. So a lot of, with the current issues, I feel like there has been a lot of issues that I've faced and my family has faced together, yes.
As youth ambassador, how will you address this issue in your own way?
So currently in my capacity, I am representing WA Multicultural Youth Voice and trying to get those voices together for people who cannot probably represent themselves. So I'm representing them, bringing them on the table, using them to make policies and just helping them out in a more structured way, but also helping my people and multicultural people around Australia by just being that representation in itself.
Do you know any active projects that are currently helping the refugee and migrant youth?
Yeah, sure. Like conferences as such is great for us to come together, share, and like give it a more structured structure. And also in WA and I think in Victoria as well, we have a program called The Shout Out by Mayan, where refugee and migrant people are given training on public speaking so that they can go out to public platforms and share their stories and, yeah, just get the word out there.
I'm sure there are youth, refugees, and migrants that are facing the same scenario that you have mentioned. What can you tell them? I mean, what would be your message to the multicultural youth?
I would say that there would be hard times, and no matter if you're born here, if you're third generation, or if you just came yesterday, you would feel that you would be othered at times, but you just have to know your roots and know that you are here, so this is your place now, and just stand your ground and speak up and represent. That's important. Representation is important.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino. Oh.